Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
G'day and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. My name is Sasha.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Franco.
Franco's late. He's going to just pop in at some point. We can't delay today. We can't tarry. I've got a flight to catch. So we had
You've
to start.
You've got a flight to catch. Yes.
Yep. I've got a flight to catch.
We explained last week that we are going to drop down to one a week. This is our last live-ish podcast, and then we've banked a few for while you're away. But we're going to drop down to one a week, and then we'll be back live when you're back in about a month.
So you've got
a flight to catch, so we're just like getting this in just before you get on a flight. So, I mean, you know, thank you for your commitment to the podcast. But Franco
not
said,
so much.
I'll be a few minutes late. And this is now, we're talking 8 minutes past the time we were supposed to record.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that like a few minutes is up to, I'd give you six. 6 minutes is a few minutes late.
That's a generous few minutes as well. I'd be going more like 3 to 4 to 5. Okay. That's my few minutes. I think if you're like running more than 5 minutes late, you've got to put a time on it. You go, I'm running 10 minutes late. I'm running. And then if you come earlier, then it's a bonus. Anything over 5 minutes, you've lost the privilege to say few minutes.
I agree. I think, look, we're creeping towards the 10 minutes late here, and I think if you're going to be 10 minutes late, that is a, guys, I'm going to be like late. That's
I'm
not
be late.
A little bit late. That's late. I'm going to be
that's
late.
That's late. Agreed. 100%
that's
agreed.
That's proper late.
But to finish the intro, this is the non-professional advice podcast. We take your questions, dear listener, big, small, or in between, and we just see if we can help you with it. Speaking of questions, thank you to everyone who has been flooding our inbox, but we never have enough. We want more and more and more. And a reminder, if you listen to this podcast, you have to pay your taxes. Mm-hmm. And by
don't
that,
just take,
we
take,
mean
take. You also have to give sometimes.
You need to pay your listener taxes. We don't charge you throughout the year, but we just ask you once every couple of months, just shoot a question through and we're even, we're square. That's all we want from you, is to just send us your questions. To do that, you can head to our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, and fill out the form. You can be completely anonymous there. We get lots of great fake emails that come through there. You can just send a direct email, canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com, or jump onto socials, Can We Help You Podcast, on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok.
And TikTok. Do you reckon it would be possible? And this might be a bit of an ask. But, and, you know, we have listeners all over the world, so maybe it wouldn't be super effective, but do you think it would be possible to collaborate with the ATO, the Australian Tax Office, and on everyone's yearly, you know, you go on the website and you file your taxes if you don't use an accountant, do you think it would be too much of an ask to get them to put in, like, a field to send us a question?
Well, the problem with that is that,
return?
Well, we do have most of our listeners are Australian, but we do also have a lot that are not here. And that's a lot of negotiating with different tax officers that I don't want to do.
We could, yeah, I mean, I guess so. We could put it on, who's the tax office in the UK? We could put it on the IRS. I could ask the IRS here.
Oh, yeah, that's the US one. Yeah, look, sure, you go right ahead and start those negotiations.
Okay. I might give that a go, see if we can get that happening.
I'll be here. So I am flying out tonight and have been dreaming of this holiday since February when I booked it. And, you know, the one thing you don't want in the lead up to a holiday, particularly when you've got to travel for 26 hours to reach your hallowed destination, you don't want to get sick. That's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
And I woke up yesterday morning with a throat on me. And, like, I've just, like, usually if I'm, like, no one wants to get sick, but, like, if I get sick and it's normal work time, I'm not devastated. I'm like, I'll take a couple of sick days. I'll get over it.
Yeah.
You know, particularly if it's just a cold or something minor where it's, like, you're not going to be laid out in bed. Don't give me gastro. Don't give me diarrhea. Touch wood. A simple cold, I can handle it. But you don't want that when you're about to jump on a fucking flight. And I tell you what, the last 2 days I have imbibed every fucking vitamin C thing I could possibly think of. I'm on the Armour Force. I had to pop up to the local Westfield and I got an immunity juice with turmeric and ginger and orange. And I feel okay, but it's like, you know when you're in the air and you're sick? It makes it worse. And I'm not sick. Yeah. I'm going to put that out there. I've just got a slight sore throat.
No.
It's that fear of it progressing into something worse that has me freaked out. I think I'm also a bit just, I think it's almost like my body's like, go on a fucking holiday. And I'm like, I'm going. Like, I'm about to go. Can you just give me 5 minutes and I'll get on the plane. I'll be out of here.
You know what the problem is? Then your body relaxes and then that's when it like allows itself to get sick.
No. No, I've had so much vitamin C, it's impossible for me to get sick now. Oh, look who it is.
Hello.
Look who decided to turn.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hello, Franco.
Now, thanks for having me.
Just very quickly, we've already talked about this, but okay. You said you'd be a few minutes late. We're now 13 minutes past the hour.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
would you call 13 minutes a few? When you say a few, like if I were to say, oh, just be a few of them, please, would you expect 13? If I said, oh, I'll get a few cupcakes, would you expect me to come back with 13 cupcakes?
Look, you're quite unpredictable when it comes to things like that, so who knows? But I thought I would be a few minutes late. It turns out it was a little bit more. I got here as fast as I could, given the circumstances of my own unpreparedness. Anyway, how's Ronnie doing?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's never like Franco's late because, like, you know, he locked himself out of the house or, like, some legitimate reason.
Franco's late because he was at the beach and checked the time and it was 10 minutes until the podcast started.
Exactly.
God. I even messaged at 9 a.m. and said, hey, are we still on today? Well,
to be fair, I was asleep when you sent that message. I'm very unprepared. The mornings are a mess for me.
You're a mess of a human. Oh my God.
You know what? One day you're going to be in a genuine like jam. Like, you're going to be like, oh, my wife's going to the hospital and everyone's going to be like, oh, fucking Franco, bloody, bloody, blah.
Yeah, it'll happen one day.
Never on time.
Look, if we recorded the podcast at 2 a.m. every morning, I know that this sounds like just stupid for everyone else involved, but that would be when I am at my absolute peak.
Actually, that would work for me, I think.
Yeah, it would.
It would not work for me.
Anyway. Sasha's sick and about to get on a plane. So
no, I'm not sick. I just woke up with a sore throat yesterday. It hasn't gone away as quickly as I was hoping.
You know what?
And I'm just eating lots of fruit and vegetables and taking Armour Force.
People like you are the reason I got sick when I came back from the UK. Because
I'm not sick.
I got sick a day after I got back. So I got back. I had a shit sleep because I was super jet lagged. Then the next day I was fine. And then I went to sleep that night, had another shit sleep, and then that next day I got sick. So I either got sick on like the last day we were in the UK or I got it on the plane. And I think it's people like you who made me sick when I got back.
Do you know how much I've just been like pumping hand sanitizer and washing my hands constantly. I'm not sick. I feel completely fine. I told you, I'm worried about it progressing to sickness. That's what I'm concerned about.
I don't know if you know this, but hand sanitizer doesn't cure sickness. I think we all figured that out in COVID. It's not like the more hand sanitizer you have, the less sick you'll be.
No, but Jax is saying I'm getting people sick. I'm washing my hands lots.
Okay, so you're being responsible.
I'm a good citizen, all right?
But when it comes to you being sick, you're still going to probably get sick.
No, Armour Force and turmeric is going to cure me. And mango. I had a mango for breakfast. Yeah.
You know what the other thing is? Like now, I mean, it's, you know, if you're doing okay, it's probably not COVID, but you don't want to be like.
But it's like it was before. People would travel no matter what. I wouldn't even think about getting sick in the lead up to a holiday pre-COVID. But this year, like with this trip, I was like, oh, God, don't get sick. Like I almost willed it onto myself because I was so paranoid because I think we all have a bit of PTSD where if you got sick, it cancelled your plans. Like you couldn't go to wherever. You'd have to test to go on holiday or test to cross the border or test for this, test for that, da-da-da. Countries used to have pre-testing entry requirements. And if you got COVID, that's it. Your plans were cancelled. You could not do anything. Or you ended up in 2 weeks quarantine at home, which is a whole other story. So anyway, I'm not sick. I'm fine. You can hear me. I'm here. I've got lots of energy. I think my body just kind of wanted to freak me out a little bit.
I wanted to give you a little scare.
Yeah. But with all that said, we do have a Ronnie question that we have to get to. So let's do it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got a question here from Ronnie, who writes in the subject line, help me escape the rut.
Oh.
We're here, Ronnie. We're here for you. All right, Ronnie writes, I'm 1 month away from turning 40 and I'm feeling really stagnant in my life. I have a good job that pays well. It affords me the opportunity to rent in a safe area as a single woman, help my family with important expenses and put a little into savings each month. But I'm undervalued by my superiors and my schedule makes it very hard to meet anyone new. Since a broken engagement due to cheating on his part, I haven't been in a serious relationship. I've been dating someone for the last year, but he's unwilling to commit and I'm tired of wasting my time on him. I'm hesitant to give up the financial stability I've worked hard to achieve, but I want more out of life than a good salary. How do I get out of this rut? Can you help me, love, Ronnie? So to summarize, Ronnie's in a job that pays well but doesn't fulfill them and they feel underappreciated. Ronnie's also in a shitty relationship where the person doesn't want to commit and they've had an engagement breakdown because the asshole cheated on her.
And they're about to turn 40.
Yeah, Ronnie's at a turning point in life and needs some advice. And that's what we're here for.
Ronnie, I think you should have a midlife crisis. Why not? You're about to turn 40.
Yeah, have you considered buying a Lamborghini?
Have you considered going on a university ski trip?
That's what I was going to say.
I would recommend. They are fun. The uni ski trip's actually got a little reunion get together this weekend at the
a
at
reunion
the local pub.
You went on it like 2 weeks ago.
It was like 2 months ago, but yeah. So everyone that went to the trip gets back together at the pub, and the winning team gets a bar tab. It'll be fun.
Oh, that's a get together. That's not a reunion.
Just leave him be.
It's called a reunion on the Facebook event. Anyway, carry on.
God. Imagine being. You just think back to when you were that age, and like 2 months, you were, it was like a lifetime. Apparently, a lifetime enough to have a reunion.
They're not 4-year-olds.
Well, apparently they are. They're having a reunion after 2 months.
Jax thinks he's really old as a 31-year-old and that anyone under like 27 is like 12. It's a very strange thing.
I would agree,
though,
that Jax is mentally 20-ish years older than us. He's just a more mature type.
Yeah, that's right. Mature.
Yeah.
Distinguished. Yeah. Wise.
Yeah, Ronnie, look, you've got some evaluating to do. And, yeah, it's hard. If you're 40 and you're, you know, I think a lot of people are now trying to find fulfillment in being alone. Like, it's not people want to go, well, why do I have to find someone and be married or even just in a long-term relationship and have kids to be fulfilled? There's so much you can get from being alone. I think, though, as long as you've got friends and family, you don't want to be alone.
You still need people
that's for
around
nobody.
You.
Yeah, but in terms of like relationships, they're going, you know what? Fuck that. I'm just as good on my own as I am with a person, with a partner. And I think that's great. However, I still think it is in our human nature to want to have a companion that feels somewhat permanent. You know what I mean? I do think it is in our nature to crave that, particularly in modern society where, you know, unfortunately for most people, it's devolved into working. You work for, what, 65 years? Maybe not 65 years. Let's say 45 years of your
years?
Life.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of the retirement age.
50
but,
maybe. 50.
Yeah, maybe 50.
We might end up working for 65 years or people slightly younger than us. Keeps going
oh,
on.
Oh, look, 100%. 100%. Look at the look.
I'm not working for 65 years.
God, me too.
I hope I do. I like my job.
You hope you do?
Carry on. Yeah, I can't imagine doing nothing.
I don't want to be nearly 90 and still working full time.
No, thank you.
I don't want to be like, yeah, working full time because I need to support myself. I want to, you know, have the freedom to still do the work that I want to do.
No, but then that's a hobby that you get paid for.
That's different. That's, yeah, that's completely
a hobby that you get paid for as a job. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, yeah, like that's life. We have to go to work and pay our bills and, you know, unless you live off the grid, in a hippie commune, that's kind of what most of us have to do.
That is an option. That is a cheaper alternative to a Lamborghini and it still counts as a midlife crisis.
I'd love to live off the grid in a hippie commune.
No, you couldn't because they eat vegetables almost exclusively.
Oh, that's true.
There's no cheeseburgers. There's no fried chicken. There's no pasta.
If you want
a
fried chicken, then you need to start farming chickens, and I can't imagine that from
and
you.
And kill them and fry them up. Now that you say that, I don't. I think I like the idea of living in a hippie commune for a while, but I think I like my comforts too much. I don't think I could do the off the grid thing either. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's like the opposite that you should ever do. You should never even come close to doing something like that.
But there's something like kind of like enticing about it though. You know, it's like, oh, that you know, just like live off the grid, live like a hippie. You know, something like romantic
about it.
Isn't
that what Burning Man is? Isn't Burning Man like stupidly rich people just doing that for like a weekend and then that's all they can take?
I don't want to do that actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it started that way. I think with most things like that, it started legitimately as people trying to, you know, it's all about community. Apparently you don't pay for anything. You pay in fucking karma, I don't know, some bullshit.
What do you pay in karma?
Oh, it's like, oh, wash my dishes and you can have this veggie wrap. You know what I mean? Like, it's that sort of thing.
Well, that's just bartering. That's trading. That's what we had before money.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Let's fucking not devolve into Burning Man. Good for the people who think it's good for them.
Maybe we should do an OB. Well, maybe we should like go to Burning Man one year and we can do the podcast from there.
Out of all the ideas, I think that one might be the OB that I'd be most on board with.
Okay.
Yep. You guys we'll do Burning Man next year. We'll see you there.
Great.
If it's on. Okay. Can I make my point? My point is that Ronnie is feeling unfulfilled and, you know, wants to find someone and feel valued at work. Like that's just, you know, I feel you, Ronnie. I totally feel you on that. I'm all for you. If you're in a position where moving to a lower pay job isn't going to result in a complete change in your lifestyle that you're not willing to accept, I am all for you ditching that job, finding somewhere that values you as a worker, as employee, as a human being, and getting out there and meeting people. Travel. Can you travel? Can you actually just quit work altogether? Can you take a sabbatical? Have you got long service leave? Can you just get out for a while and go eat, pray, love somewhere? I know someone at the moment who I am desperately trying to convince to go do an eat, pray, love in Italy because they're actually about to turn 40 and they work so hard. And I'm like, can you just fuck off for a while and just eat and pray and love? And Ronnie, that is my advice to you. Get out in the world. Fuck your job off. Fuck your... Oh, my God, sorry.
Fuck your... Beep that.
Jesus Christ. Jeez. Someone's passionate today.
Fuck your shitty partner.
Someone's concerned about missing their flight.
I'm just excited. Yeah, get rid of your partner. If they don't want to commit to you, fuck them. If it's not serving you, then get rid of them. And just go get out in the world right now.
I think... I see what you're saying. I do think that, Ronnie, you need to... create a change in your life. You need to have a change, a big change. You know, maybe I mean, you say you have this relative financial stability, you live in a safe area. Maybe you go rural. Like maybe you go somewhere cheap and safe rural, you know, have a sea change, you know, where it's you don't need to earn, you know, I mean, if you're living in, say, Sydney, for example, don't know where you live, but, you know, somewhere that's really expensive to live, like if you live on your own in Sydney in an apartment, you need to make a lot of money to be able to mm-hmm. afford the rent, you know, whereas if you move to somewhere that's a bit more rural or somewhere along the coast or something like that, you can, you know, maybe halve your income and still be able to live in a decent apartment. I think you got to sit down, Ronnie, see what you like, see what you're interested in, and just, I agree, piss off your job. I don't know if you eat, pray, love. I mean, if you can afford it, great. But I think maybe you're like, maybe find what it is that you're passionate about. Find the dream, you know, that as a 20-year-old you were like, I want to do this with my life. Or whatever it is that you want to do.
Mm.
Go back to uni, study, just do something different. If you go back to uni, you might, you know, you have an inbuilt group of friends. You know, maybe you find a relationship or something, especially if you're going back as a mature age student or you're doing something like, you know, one of those mature age kind of like classes or courses, you know, who knows?
What's a mature age course?
Well, you know, so there's like, you know, there's like undergraduate courses, but then there's like other courses that you can, I mean, not that you can't do an undergrad when you're older, but like there are courses designed for like people who are older, you know, they're like part-time or whatever, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
No, they're not separate, Jax. They're the same. When I was at uni and I was 18, I had old people in my course, like people who were 30, 40, 50. They were just part of our course.
Nah, yeah, I get that. There's you can do that, but there's also like, you know, I get the local college sends me a leaflet every few months and they're like, here's the courses you can do. And yeah, some of them's like introduction to computers, but it's like, you know, all sorts of stuff that you can take classes in, and they're not designed for kids. They're, you know, straight out of high school, they're designed for people who are a bit older, who are maybe looking at a career change, or maybe, you know, maybe they're really old and they need to know about computers. Or things like that, you know?
Sure. Sure.
Go okay. Learn about computers, Ronnie.
Don't do that, Ronnie.
That'll be
don't
good for you.
Ronnie, I just think that you know it. You just wanted us to validate it for you, and we're validating you. You're in a rut.
Start a podcast.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, unless you've got something really important to say.
Yeah, like us. We've got exactly, very important maybe. Things to say.
Yeah, obviously.
No, but I mean, I don't know. There's so many podcasts these days.
Why not add to all of them and do another one?
Sure. I think it's time to, yeah, just spread your wings a little bit and fly. It's never too late. There's so much life left to live and you deserve to feel happy and fulfilled. And if you're not getting that where you are, then something has to change. And, yeah, it's going to come down to you.
Maybe you could be one of those digital nomads, you know? That's a thing that I've been seeing advertised to me lately. You know, you get like a, you work a job, like a remote kind of job in like, I don't know, whatever, customer service or something, you know, like a, you could be a chat agent or something like that. And then you just travel around the world and you just work from anywhere.
You just work from your van.
You could work from your van. You could be a gypsy.
Get a van. Do van life. I don't think you can say that word anymore. I think it's a slur.
Well, maybe you could be a traveling
person.
A traveling person who works from their van. Their combi.
Correct. Yeah, van life. Start a TikTok about your van. Everyone else is doing it.
Start a fucking you know what? This is the advice. Start a fucking TikTok. Start it tomorrow. Start it today when you listen to this podcast. Start a TikTok. And you know what? Within a year you're probably going to be viral and rich from your TikTok, and then you'll be sweet. Do whatever you want.
That's what you tried to do when you went to the US, though, and it didn't work, did it?
Well, the problem was I said that I was going to do it, and then I didn't do it. I made like two TikToks and then I stopped because I couldn't be bothered anymore. And then I had all these ideas and I was like, I'm going to TikTok that. And then I didn't do it. And so now my TikTok still only has like two TikToks on there. So probably if I had continued to do it, I probably might have been able to make something of it. But instead, I didn't.
The thing that no one realizes about TikTok is it actually is kind of a job. Like, you need to put the effort in. You can't live your life and you know, move to America and experience all these weird, wonderful things and then think about filming it later. You need to be on all the time.
Yeah, you need to be thinking like just, about it in the moment.
Just having another job.
Very true. Well, Ronnie, I hope that gave you some encouragement to go out and just eat, pray, love. Just get out there. Get out in the world.
Stop
and
saying
let us
eat,
know
pray,
how
love.
You go. Eat, pray, love. Eat, pray, love.
I did Google eat, pray, love, and whether or not it counts as a midlife crisis, and the author insists that it doesn't. So you're in the clear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then I disagree. Go have an actual midlife crisis. Buy a Lambo.
I think that if you can afford a Lambo, I'd say that would be my
get
top suggestion.
Get some kind of convertible car, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
Good luck, Ronnie. You're worth it.
Let us know which car you buy. We should start a dating app for older people.
I think
that exists.
Isn't that eHarmony and pretty much like all of the original wave of dating
apps?
The
old school dating stuff. My God, remember eHarmony? Yeah. Do you guys remember staying up late and all the TV ads that were for like Red Hot Pie and eHarmony and like Oasis Active and all that stuff?
eHarmony followed me on TikTok because I did a TikTok about them. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, they're still around. Okay. I don't think they're trying to angle for old per se or older. They're trying to just angle for people.
Yeah.
Because I think people feel like dating, like if you go on Tinder or Grindr or Bumble or whatever, it's kind of, they still have the connotations of a hookup app. So I think like people who are like, no, I don't want to do that, they go on eHarmony or whatever. I reckon
I think the whole idea of those like older school ones is that it asks you a million questions and it tells you kind of what you would like about the other person and what you have in common. So I think it's for more serious.
It's like Married at First Sight, but you get to pick.
Sure, Married at First Sight. Yeah. Well, sorry, guys, I've got to go. Oh, I've got
Ronnie,
a plane to catch.
Go on Married at First Sight, Ronnie. Oh, okay, yeah, you've got to get on a plane. Actually, I've got a lasagna in the oven. I was thinking,
wow, this is a short episode, but I just realised I was actually just...
You joined late, remember? About that time. Did you make the lasagna from scratch, Jax?
I sure did. I made the sauce yesterday and I made a heap of sauce and then I shoved it in the fridge and then today I got it out of the fridge and I forgot that when you put like a sauce in the fridge, it kind of like congeals a little bit and so... I'm concerned about the level of sauce, you know?
Yeah, look, it might not
be
your best lasagna.
Nah,
it'll be okay.
It'll be all right. It'll be fine. All right.
Well, I've got to go eat that. And you've got a plane to catch.
Yeah, just quickly, the secret trick to a delicious lasagna that I learnt from a recipe is don't buy mincemeat or ground beef as you get in the US. Go to a butcher and ask them to mince you chuck steak. That's a lot of effort.
That is the key. I've heard that exact same thing before. I would recommend.
So good.
It is so much effort.
And cook your bolognese for 3 hours so it's yummy. Okay. Mm. And put white wine in it.
Delicious.
Oh, my God.
Personally, I suggest red, but carry on.
Try white. Franco, try white for me and let me know.
I'll give it a shot.
Don't be wine-cist.
All right, guys. Well, we will be back next week, but if anything big happens, we don't know about it.
We'll be back, but we won't be live. Not that we're live normally anyway, but,
live-ish.
We're not live. We exist in a different realm to everyone that's listening.
Okay.
A realm of the past.
Okay.
All right. Don't forget to send your questions as well. Okay, we love you. Bye.
See you live in a few weeks. Bye.
Hi, Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.